The Fragility of Democracy. Book Excerpt. The following is an excerpt from the book, Corrupted by Fear, How the Charter Was Betrayed and What Canadians Can Do About It, by John Carpi, President of the Justice Center for Constitutional Freedoms, released on January 21. What You Need Is Your Head. The movie, Forbidden, is based on the life of Maria von Maltzen, who risked her life as an activist in the German resistance against the Nazis. Born into a wealthy noble family, Maria von Maltzen took Jews into her home, fed and protected them, sometimes right under the noses of the Gestapo. Throughout the war, she helped dozens of Jews, German army deserters, and foreign forced laborers to escape to safety. My favorite scene is when the heroine speaks candidly to her friend Krista on September 1, 1939, the day when Germany invaded Poland. The dialogue in this scene shows how people can easily fall under the spell of propaganda, believing something to be true because they have heard it so many times. Maria, Krista, why would a weak country like Poland attack us? Krista, there have been these horrible stories for weeks in all the newspapers, atrocities by Poles against innocent Germans. Maria, why do you think our soldiers were crossing Berlin a few days ago? Why do we have food rationing since last Monday? We've been getting ready for something. I can't believe the Poles really started it. Krista, do you have inside information? Maria, you don't need inside information to work it out. What you need is your head. It is no coincidence that the person using her head is also the person who rejects Nazi propaganda and joins the resistance against a murderous tyranny. It is relevant and frightening that Krista's first comment references what she has been told repeatedly by the media. The advice to use your head has a universal application in resisting evil and fighting for justice. Evil always clothes itself in light and truth, seeking to deceive by pretending to be good. The most effective lies contain kernels of truth, often large ones. Tyrants who take away our rights and freedoms always point to some higher good that is difficult to disagree with: national security, the public interest, protecting the environment, stopping terrorism, saving lives, protecting public health, ensuring safety, etc. Evil succeeds when good people refrain from thinking. Evil succeeded when millions of Germans took the lazy path of embracing claims that were supported by experts and scientists. We need to be like Maria von Maltzen, and use our brains to see through authoritarian lies. Intellectual laziness invariably leads to disastrous consequences, as demonstrated by Albert Speer and millions of other Germans who allowed themselves to be deceived during the 1930s. The same holds true for all people in all countries during all time periods, including Canada in the 2020s. Lessons to be learned from National Socialism in Germany. Democracies are fragile. They can easily be replaced by dictatorial rule. A democracy can turn into a dictatorship almost overnight. Human rights, civil liberties, and constitutional freedoms can fade away slowly, and they can also disappear quickly. When taking away rights and freedoms from citizens, politicians always provide a pretext that sounds persuasive, like the common good, the public interest, public health, safety, national security, etc. Power-hungry politicians excel at fearmongering. Fear instills obedience in citizens, and a willingness to abandon their freedoms and rights. Politicians are skilled at using their ideology to provide people with a sense of meaning and purpose, and to provide them with opportunities to join a mission or crusade. The media serve as an effective propaganda machine for government, to create fear in people, undermine respect for individual rights and freedoms, and generate support for repressive government policies. Fear reduces our ability to think, reason, analyze, and question. People become ruthlessly intolerant when convinced that they have the science on their side. Judges, lawyers, and law professors are not immune to propaganda. A dominant ideology can and does permeate every sphere of life and culture, including schools, universities, hospitals, the media, the legal system, etc. Power-hungry politicians thrive on support from experts and scientists to implement their repressive policies with fewer hurdles. Parental rights stand in the way of ideologues who want to ensure that children are raised and educated correctly into the reigning ideology. Religious freedom also stands in the way of ideologues exercising the total control they wish to exercise. Lawyers, judges, law professors, and law societies are as likely to embrace fear and a popular ideology as the rest of the population. The legal system is not immune to corruption by ideology. Like scientists, academics, doctors, and other professionals, lawyers and judges are quite capable of legitimizing human rights violations and implementing the policies of repressive regimes. Genocides do not happen overnight. Genocides require years of demonizing the wrong minority to the point where most people accept that the bad people should not enjoy the same rights and freedoms everyone else enjoys. The rights and freedoms of all people, especially those belonging to unpopular minorities, should be always protected, especially in times of crises and declared emergencies. Intellectual laziness facilitates tyranny. We should reject fearmongering, question authority, and use our heads. There are probably more lessons to be learned from Nazi Germany, but the above provides a good starting point. Many who despise Hitler today, many who pride themselves in condemning Nazism, are actually embracing the same doctrines that made Nazism the powerful force it was in the world. Erwin W. Lutzer.